Live on radio, live on social media. PA's Afternoon Champs inside the 4 o'clock hour. We got the champs in the building. The champs in the building. Big ups yourself. Big ups yourself. Yes, 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 yes. Wow, state champions, Lady Reds, are in the building. We're gonna do this in segments. Of course, they got 14 players, or 14 people, so we're gonna have to split it up. So we got the seniors, and we're gonna do a name call. Let everybody know your name.
Hi, I'm Mariah Sang.
Hi, I'm CeCe Bonner.
I'm Jayla.
I'm Jemiah Ezell.
I'm Jemiah Franklin.
I'm Tamara Hunter.
And we got one over here.
Oh. I'm Kennedy Loudermill.
All right. There you go. There you go. These are the seniors, Ms. Gagan. So if you are watching on social media, like, share this this conversation. These are the leaders on the team. We'll start out with Sister Sane. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
All right. How has this past few days been for you and the team?
For me, it's been surreal. It's kind of been taking a lot to process that we really just made history as a team. And I've just been enjoying all the love that I've been getting from the community.
That's good. What about for you?
Yeah, I agree with Mariah said, like, it's just been a lot to take in. Like, it still feel unreal that we really made history, but I'm living in the moment for sure.
You got to live this up, right? Yes. We want to freeze this moment and let it last forever. Wait, I don't know if y'all realize, you know, how much this meant for the community, because there's been a lot of violence, a lot of deaths, and y'all gave this community a reason to celebrate. Like, it haven't been any shootings. Like, I haven't heard about any. You know, it's like a change in the temperament in the air. So thank you. I want to say thank you to y'all for like changing the climate in the city. You know, we needed this. So what is next for the Lady Reds? We got a big celebration coming up, right?
Yeah, we have a celebration Sunday at 3 o'clock at the high school in the gym.
Okay. All right. So what are y'all going to do? Y'all gonna do motivational speech, y'all gonna dance, y'all gonna sing, we're gonna eat, we're gonna turn up.
We're gonna have fun. We don't know exactly what we're gonna do yet, but we're gonna have fun for sure.
So let me start back here. Has the community been supporting y'all? Yes. Has the community been supporting?
Yes. It's like everywhere we go, you know, they just, I don't know, they provide us with a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like me and Mariah went to Applebee's the other day, somebody paid for our food.
Wow.
And
save some money, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you can hand it over to her. Now, I'm going to let y'all do some shout-outs, because I know there's been people behind the scenes who have been helping you out. And so I'm going to start with you. Go ahead and do some shout-outs to some of the people. Don't be shy.
I just want to shout-out to my granny for always supporting me, you know, getting me together before the games, you know.
What's your granny name?
Katie Drummer.
Okay, all right. Shout-out to Ms. Drummer.
Yeah. I want to shout out my mama, my dad, the same family, because without them, it's been a lot this year. So without all of them in my corner, I don't think I would have made it how far I would have.
What's the names?
Decay Moore, David Moore, Miss Sane, and Coach Mo.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
I want to shout out my mama and Coach Lott. Because they helped me a lot, and when I needed to go somewhere, that's where I went. When I needed a ride, my mom was there. Coach, I was there. When I needed some, he was just there.
You got a soft voice. You just quiet all the time?
No.
You just like this. You just doing this for radio. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to just shout out my mama as well. She's a single parent, and she do one heck of a job. So without her, I wouldn't be who I am today. And her name is Monica Bonner.
Okay. I know Monica. Monica played ball, I think.
No, not that Monica.
Monica. Oh, you know what? She used to be in our talent shows.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah, she could dance.
Yeah, she could dance.
She could dance. Yeah, she all right. Dance. Wow, that's your mom. So you're a CeCe.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember the name. Just don't know the faces. I was out of the country during your whole season. So I just got back from Africa last week, Wednesday. 60 days, 10 countries. And so okay. I listened to the game. Of course, we've been carrying y'all games since the beginning in 106. But putting the faces together, it's good to see y'all, because I heard the names on Big Red's radio network. So who you want to shout out?
I want to shout out my parents, Maurice and Chandra Sane, my siblings, Maurice Sane Jr., Anaya, Sherelle Ford, and just the village with Muskegon. Everybody has shown me a lot of love and support throughout my senior year.
That's good. One more.
I would like to shout out my mom and dad, Lakeisha and Bernard Loudermill, for always holding me accountable. You know, they always like leading me down a good path. And I would also like to shout out my aunt, Phyllis Gail Loudermill. You know, she's a great role model for me, and I strive to be like her. So yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, Phyllis is your auntie. Yeah. You got money over here. This is money back here, family. No, good people. It is. Nothing but good people. The season, I know there was up and downs. What made you strong? What kept you strong?
My sisters, honestly. I went to war with them, so I just wanted to come out on top with them. So just being there for them and them being there for me, especially like after the Miss Basketball announcing, I was pretty down when I got to practice, but they let me know that they was there for me. So when we went out there to play, I wanted to make sure I was there for them.
You are Miss Basketball, so that's what matters. You're ours. CeCe, you was down. Y'all was down by 13. What was going through your mind when this happened? When that was going.
Nothing really. Just stay calm, stay poised. Because, you know, the game, it wasn't over. So, really just stay in the moment. I knew that we had it. Like, we was going to come back. Like, we just had to, you know, find our rhythm and see, like, what we was doing our best at. And I feel like Jayla Martin back there, she gave us great minutes off the bench. Like, she played a heck of a defense and got us going for sure.
Where's Jaylen at?
Jayla.
Which one? Jayla. All right, Jayla.
Thank you.
Wow. So, nobody got discouraged.
No, not at all.
What was Coach saying in the huddle? What was he saying in the timeout?
Coach Mo was saying, take deep breath, calm down, close your eyes, take a deep breath, calm down. That's just really all it was. And I feel like that helped us a lot because we didn't get too high or too low.
Wow. The Lady Reds are in the building, family. They got cash out, so you hit them up on their cash out. The census donation. Y'all can take donations, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Send them a donation. You know, show some love to the ladies. We got some comments online. Let's go to the online comments. People are watching. We're live on radio and we're live on social media. Let me see who we got here. Look at my babies. Who is that? Your mom.
Yo.
Look at my babies. I'm so proud of you all. And Latoya Atkins says, "Big Reds Nation." Jamar Dion, shout out to them Lady Reds and the coaching staff. Latoya said, "We are proud of y'all." Okay. We got you, Latoya. Yes. Elfrida said, "Yes, she is." I guess she was talking about somebody being shy. That was an earlier comment. Bernita Thurgill, way over in Ann Arbor, Michigan, is sending you love. Jaleesa Walker says, "Okay, hold up, Jaleesa. Let me get this comment up here. Ask them, did they find a building yet?"
Nope.
On Saturday to celebrate. Like our okay. Yeah. So Muskegon, they need a building. who do they contact?
Y'all can contact me or CeCe. Yeah. My Facebook is Mariah Antoinette and CeCe is a CeCe Bonner.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. All right. Sister Marie said, let's go. Will Robinson, big supporter, my good friend. Proud of each and every one of you all.
Oh my gosh, look at my nanny.
Congratulations, Lady Red, Elfrida. My Chai?
Michelle.
Okay, all right. She said, all right. She's in the love. A lot of comments coming online. Shout out to them, Lady Reds. They're the biggest fans. Marcus Lancaster, congratulations, Lady Reds. Great team and coaching staff. My niece, Mariah, met in Miss Basketball. Right? Miss Basketball. We know that. They can say what they want. We got the real Miss Basketball right over here, sitting next to me. And Miss Vladimir Lakeisha said, "I'm so proud of our state champs, our Lady Reds." So, okay, talk about the coaching staff. How do they develop y'all? Do all, not just as basketball players, but as human beings.
My dad is really big on teaching us life examples through basketball. And he always told us, like, basketball is not just a sport. It can teach you things outside of the game. And I think they give us a lot of motivation just by the things they say to us during practice and games, during timeouts and things like that. So I think that's the biggest thing. They teach us that the game is not just about learning how to shoot a ball in the hoop. It's about learning life lessons.
All right. The K. Moore says, Maya Franklin, hey, this mom, I love you. Congratulations, Lady Reds. Y'all blowing up online. A lot of people watching online and listening to the radio. So this party, so y'all want to party this Saturday. You need a building. What kind of building y'all need?
It's just a regular building.
I was looking at, I was thinking about two. but
two buildings.
Yeah, like see, I was looking at two. I don't know which one to pick though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and you just need somebody to donate it, right?
We'll be thankful for that.
That's gonna be easy. Y'all hit them up. So reach out to you. Or
me,
CC.
Or me CC. Or CC. Yeah. Either or.
Okay. What about the parents? What about Marie or Frida?
We got it.
Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Y'all
just
for us.
Yeah,
for us. Okay. All right. Well, reach out to them. They need a building. They're some good girls. It's going to be clean. Ain't going to be no crazy stuff going on. We're not in the ATL. So we're going to be all right. All right, Ms. Keaton, come through for them. Anything y'all want to say before we go to, we got the juniors coming up next and we got the coaching staff. Anything y'all want to say? I'm going to start off with you.
Let me see. We're very, very thankful for all the support and love we've been getting. Thank you guys so much.
Go ahead, shout, lady. Anything you want to say? Anything. I love you. You know, shout out to a special
mom,
person.
And I'm thankful for my teammates. And I love y'all.
I ain't got really nothing to say, but that I'm happy that I got to finish out the season with a championship with this team, this group. These last 2 years has been the best 2 years of my life. And yeah, hey mama.
Did you finna cry? Huh? She finna cry on my OTP.
Hold on, y'all. I just got my lashes done.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that supported us, and I love my team because they always got each other, and I just love them.
We just love you.
I want to say thank y'all for the support. The city really been turned, but I really thank the people that really been with us from the beginning. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Real shout out to y'all. Yeah.
Shout out to y'all that was there from the beginning.
Shout out to Young 106. We was Karen. First radio station in Muskegon to carry girls basketball game. And so that's our sister station, M106. And we were there from the beginning. Shout out to Big Red's Radio Network, to Bob Acker. He came to us and said, hey, this is a long time ago. I believe in the Lady Reds. And he started getting his notes together and following y'all on the road. When the boys played, he broadcast them, did the girls, did all that. So I got to shout him out for bringing it to us and to get it on radio. Go ahead.
I would like to thank everybody that supported us, that's congratulated us on this win. And I would also like to thank my teammates. You know, I'm grateful that I was able to be a part of this team, and I'm grateful that we was able to win a championship.
All right, Miss Basketball, you get the final word before we go to the juniors.
First and foremost, I want to thank God. And then I want to thank the whole community from all counties. We've been getting so much love from everybody, even people out of the city. And I want to thank my teammates. I love y'all. We went out with a bang, and I couldn't ask for more from my senior year.
All right, there you go. Coming up, we're going to be talking to some of the coaches and some juniors, some underclassmen on this championship roster. We're live inside the 4 o'clock hour here on 103. Inside the 4 o'clock hour, PA here. The champs are in the building. We got DJ Hilson coming up at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. The special edition of the show. We stopping the music to talk to the champions. Good friend Bernard Laudermill, coach for the Lady Reds, sitting next to me. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing good, PA.
All right. We got the underclassmen now, so right.
Yes, sir.
These are 11th graders and 10th graders.
10th, 11th graders. Yes.
Okay. Let's do an introduction. Start off with you. What tall is you? 6'1", 6'2".
I'm 6'3".
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what's your name, sweetie?
I'm Dynasty Bell.
Dynasty Bell?
Yeah.
All right. You?
I'm Anthony Sargent.
Okay.
I'm Amora Hobson.
I'm Lauren Gates.
Right.
I'm Dejanique Pigou.
I'm Trinity Jones.
All right.
I'm Jayla McGee.
All right, well, welcome. And then who's this person up here next to y'all? Who's that guy?
Coach Sane.
All right. All right, my good friends in the building. I didn't know that you were coaching with the ladies, so I'm so far behind on this thing.
Yes, this is my second year assisting Coach Lott with the Lady Reds. I was previously with the boys with Coach Guy, but came over to assist Coach Lott, and we made magic happen.
Yeah. Well, you're the good luck charm, I guess, right?
Yeah. Rest is history.
Right. You have some more coaches, too, right? Some other people.
Yeah, we have Juwan Laudermill, my assistant coach, Calvin Vance, assistant coach, and Deja Day is also assistant coach, and Coach Jasmine Phillips is one of my JV coaches.
So this game was very significant. It was your 100th victory or 100th game?
I think it was the 100th game of coaching girls basketball.
Your 100th game?
Yes.
Coaching girls basketball.
Correct.
Wow. And you win the championship. What was it like for you when you were down in the fourth quarter? And what was going through your mind?
I mean, first of all, we never lost our composure, even when it was 7-0. You know, I was joking with the coaches out there in regards to we called the first time out, and I said apparently the first time I didn't work because we came down 15-2. So we had to make some more adjustments. But most importantly, we showed the resiliency and the perseverance that we always discuss all year long. And when we first started coming into the program, it's all about unity and perseverance.
Did you discover a weakness down the road that you exposed?
We just made an adjustment at the second half with bringing Jayla Martin in, one of our seniors who had played, started her first 3 years. But due to a meniscus injury, she was not able to start her fourth, senior year.
Okay.
But we went with her and we trusted her, and she came up big for us in regards to really neutralizing number 22, the young lady from Renaissance.
Y'all did it. Y'all locked it down. You gave a defensive game, man.
Hey, we grew up on came up in Muskegon Heights, coached by Lee Gilbert, both myself and Coach Sane here. So it was all about having that mental mindset as far as being defensively minded, and that's what it's about. We always told the girls defense win championships, and that's exactly what happened.
Coach Singh, what did you learn about yourself and this team?
I think this year we really had an opportunity to showcase all the talent we had. I think the last 2 years we was really hit with the injury bug that kind of slowed us down from reaching our best potential as it goes to winning ball games and getting deeper into the tournament. So this year when we hit the tournament and we was healthy for the most part, we really knew we had a good chance to make some noise in the tournament. And I think in the final game, just big red toughness. You know, we talk about that throughout the school, throughout all the athletics through the school about being big red tough. And it showed in that game. We was down, but we won out. We came back and snatched the cheese.
All right. There you go. Who's dynasty?
I am.
Oh, the point guard. Okay.
Right. I wish he was my point guard. I was 6'4" point guard. Right, idea.
In college, she's gonna be point guard, right? So, how was it for you, this game, whole victory?
Yeah, I would say it's just amazing. I mean, since I was a freshman, this has been our goal, and for us to finally achieve it, I would say it just feels amazing. It makes me more hungry, if anything, to continue to be great and continue to try to just be better than what I was before.
All right, let's start with the other underclassmen. What was?
Hey, can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, we'd like to give an honor to God because without him, none of this would have been impossible. You know, I think he made the connection, had the puzzle for everybody in this journey. And like we said earlier, with Coach Mo coming aboard, the coaching staff, like kind of like the finishing piece of that puzzle. So definitely got to give all praise to God. And, you know, it was just a dream come true, and he made everything happen for us.
You probably haven't slept, have you? Have you slept?
A little bit. You know, it's adrenaline still flowing, but at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself and enjoy the moment. And, you know, we love what we do and we love the girls.
It's hard to get a championship. It's very hard.
Tell me about it.
Muskegon Heights is known as a basketball program back in the day. Still only two championships during me and your lifetime.
Right.
You know, possible three. I don't know if I never had back to back, but, you know, it's been a long time.
I think that was one of the pieces of advice that Coach Guy gave us is to enjoy it, because he said when he won his, he immediately started trying to figure out how he can win the next one.
Right.
So he really didn't just take a pause and enjoy the moment. And that's one thing he told us afterwards, was to really make sure that we enjoy this moment.
Wow. Okay. Finish up. What was it like for you as an underclassman winning the championship?
It felt great because I'm only a sophomore and I never experienced this before. And I just knew we had the game. I never lost faith in us.
Wow.
And I just had to do what I had to do.
Right. What about you?
It was a good experience for my first year on varsity. I'm very happy for my seniors to get their little band in, because I know that's what they wanted real bad, and that's what they've been wanting real bad. So I'm very happy, and yeah, more to come, you know. And I'm very ready for my senior year and to be a dog.
All right. You bringing it.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
It was exciting. The long practices, autumn suicide to pool room is really paying off.
What's that? And what's that?
Running pool rooms.
Like snakes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good amount.
That's that conditioning piece.
That's the fourth quarter action. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. You finish.
I'm just really excited that we got to experience that and getting to experience that as a sophomore and hopefully be able to do it my junior and my senior year too.
So you're a sophomore?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you have a young team. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
What was it like for you?
It was very good. It felt great to win, you know. And I want to thank the seniors, you know, getting this big victory, you know.
Yeah. All right. All
right. I felt it was really, like, unreal. Like, after that bus rode off, I still couldn't believe we won. And, yeah, like, I just want to thank our seniors because, really, without them and our coaching staff, this wouldn't be possible.
The seniors, they're good role models, huh?
Definitely. Yeah, they encourage us a lot, even though we might get into it every now and then. But they encourage us a lot to do better and just get us ready for our next year.
Wow, that's good. All right.
So it's really a bittersweet moment from seeing it from the beginning until now, like winning the championship from practice, running suicides, and they'd be like, you want to make it to the breast, right? This is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. So actually making it to the breast and seeing that the hard work paid off, it's a nice feeling, very nice feeling.
Great job, coaches, man. You did a lot.
Oh, man, we did it together, you know. It was a journey, you know, and once going into that championship, you know, we knew it was going to make history once we beat Utica Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. History was already made, but, you know, getting there, and Mo would always say, let's get greedy, so to speak, in the championship game. You know, we win the championship game, and it's like first time in Muskegon Public Schools history of winning the state championship. Then on the way home, we find out that we were the first team, girls team in the history of Muskegon County to win a state championship.
Wow, okay. Heights never been winning.
Different perspective in regards to my understanding. So, you know,
that's
it's a blessing, and you know, we enjoyed the, you know, the moment, and now it's just really enjoy each other and celebrate.
It's a lot of history, man. It's a lot of history, man, to pull it off. And were you the underdogs the whole year?
I mean, we were always like top in the state of Michigan, but everyone always put us at the underdog. Would you agree, Coach?
Nobody thought we would get past Rockford in the district.
Okay, right. Rockford. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. So once you got past Rockford, did the road get harder?
It didn't lighten up.
It didn't lighten up.
I think we had the toughest path in regards to playing teams like Grand Haven, Saginaw Heritage, Midland, Utica, Eisenhower, and then Renaissance. And they all posed different type of games. But one thing we always told each other and things like that, we could play with anyone in the state of Michigan as far as our style and how we prepared and practiced. And like the young ladies say, we're running the line drills and the pool room, the Breslin runs and things like that, mentally prepared us. That's why we didn't really put our heads down, or I always say, don't put your chin on your chest, keep your head up and keep pushing, you know, perseverance, you know, and then be resilient will win out in the end.
Savage said, I literally cried. Great job, ladies. And I think a lot of people cried for y'all. Yeah. Can we give the mic to Chief Sane? Because I've got some questions for y'all. Because it's been hard to, like, change the narrative and to make, you know, female sports just as popular as boys' sports. But I think you guys have been able to cross that line. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels good. You know, I was just talking to KG today about the fact of what he's brought as an AD to the programs and consistency of being a solid AD and really ensuring all programs are taken care of and things like that. So we were just blessed this year to get three new sets of uniforms. And I think the white ones did us justice because we didn't lose a game when those were white. And I was sending a group chat. We don't lose in white. So it's a mental thing. But you know, really, he's been did a really good job of doing that. And I think with this moment, hopefully we will get more young ladies to want to be Lady Red basketball players coming up through our elementaries and things like that. So,
wow. What was it like for you, Coach?
It was great. I mean, I think just in the aspect of watching girls develop, you know, they don't have the athleticism that the boys have. So you really got to rely on the skill set. So just teaching skill sets and seeing how the game has transitioned over the years from the college level to the pro level. And then, you know, the WNBA players just getting this huge increase in their salary. NILs is increasing for the girls' college game. So it's only right that the high school level increases their performance as well. So just excited about where the game is going and the opportunities all these young ladies will have if they continue to put the work in on the craft.
And I looked at our online stats and watching people, you know, the stats, I get to see that, the back line, it was no different than the boys' football. And that made me feel good.
Yeah.
And that showed that we have broke down some barriers that my grandkids, I got three granddaughters, three grandsons.
Let's go later.
They got options. Right. You know what I mean? They got options out there. Definitely. And that's what we want. We want our kids to have options.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think one thing, Pia, is another thing in regards, this win was for all of the former Lady Reds who actually helped build this program and really put some value on it and things like that with this group right here being true history makers. But it's about the ones who's really set the foundation for them, you know. And Deja Day was a Lady Red, and she had a heck of a career. At Muskegon, going on to Aquinas, and came back and be an assistant coach. That's really a good moment for her. So,
oh wow, assistant coach.
Yeah, she's our assistant coach. Was once Lady Red.
That's good.
One of the things I enjoy in reading a lot of the comments on Facebook is just seeing how many Muskegon Heights alumni who said they couldn't believe that they'd be cheering this hard for a Muskegon team. And just knowing like this, another thing that these ladies done, they brung the community, the two communities together.
Yeah.
I mean, when you looked up in the crowd, you seen just as much orange and black and Muskegon Heights people as you did Muskegon. So at the end of the day, that's a fact. We all won. And they are a big piece in bringing those communities together.
We got a lot of online comments, so we can't read all of them. It's a bunch of online comments. But Jamar Dion says some games you watch and some you feel that game, the Lady Reds were supernatural. Marie Williams said white uniforms for the win. Latoya Bradford, go Hikes, go. She's okay. She's being funny. All right, because we know you're a big Red. Sandra Wyrick says congrats from the Muskegon Heights Police Department, Fox and Cozy, Cozo. Lot of comments online. If you're watching online, share this video. Like and share this video. Just spread the love of our young queens winning the state championship.
Can I go shout out?
Sure.
I'd like to shout out to my wife. Who's been there for me and really been supportive of me once I came back into the coaching world with the girls. And definitely my shout out to my mother-in-law and my sister and my son, Juwan, who's been there and really give me encouraging words at the, you know, tough practices and whatnot. And then my youngest son, Caleb, he's been there and been patient with me in regards to not getting him in the gym as much with him, but, you know, that happened.
Right, and I just realized who Dynasty is. So I grew up with your family. That's a small world out here. Aretha Banks, First Lady, said, my granddaughter, P.A., is Dynasty. Wow, that's crazy.
I need to shout out somebody too, P.A.
Yeah.
Ebony Davis.
Yeah.
She was the person that did all our graphics all season long. She was also our bookkeeper for us. Want to just say thank you for doing all you did for us this season. Also, my wife and also Lil Mo. He helped us a lot with coaching and breaking down film and getting us ready to play teams. So
right. We do some shout outs before they go. Let the ladies, everybody get a shout out. Let's start off. Go ahead, Diana. Start off with you.
I want to shout out my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I also want to give thanks to my mom for being very understanding for me, my stepfather, who has always been here for me, and really my family, my village.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to shout out my mom and my dad, but mostly I want to shout out is my Uncle Paul and my Aunt Lynn the most, because they did a lot and they always been there for me. And
for us.
Right.
Who are they? What's their name?
Paul Briggs.
Paul Briggs. Oh, okay.
Front row,
everybody. Oh, wow. That's great.
And Lynn.
Yeah, that's good people.
And shout out to them oranges and the waters.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to shout out my mom, DeAndra Cook, and my dad, Cattell Hobson, for supporting me even through the rough. When I didn't feel like I didn't want to play no more, y'all pushed me more and more to be where I am now and for me to be better as a female and as a female basketball player.
Hey, that's what's up.
I want to shout out my parents, my mom and dad. I really want to shout out my dad for pushing me and for paying for all the AAU trips and the hotels and stuff like that and just really just being there for me.
I want to shout out my mom, Toya Woods, and Coach Locke, and always being there. And yeah, I want to shout out my girlfriend too for being up to
danger. No.
I want to shout out my mom, Marquita Cage, and my grandmother, Sabrina Williams, and Coach Lott and Coach Mo for pushing me, even though the beginning of the season was rough for me, but they pushed me to stay on the team. And if I would have left, I would probably would have been a state champion. So I just want to thank
Where's your mom everybody. Name, Marquita Cage?
Yeah.
She just made a comment on YouTube, too. That's
right. And thank God.
Well, there you go. All right.
I would like to shout out my mom, Sabrina Ware, and my two sisters, Talia Ware and Mardrika Cook, for everything y'all done for me. I would like to also shout out God and the Lady Reds team for making history.
All right. Got a comment online from Detroit. Say, I'm Sharon Jones. I'm a Tiger alum living in Detroit. My daughter graduated from Renaissance, but I was rooting for the Big Reds.
Special shout out to Pastor Banks for his pregame prayers with me prior to every game.
Wow.
Thank you, Papa.
All right. Definitely. Coach, get the final word.
Hey, it's been a beautiful ride. You know, like I said, once again, everything go to God. And, you know, we understand without him, none of this would have been possible. You know, and Coach Mo and myself, we been former Muskegon Heights graduates, alum of Muskegon Heights. We brought that different type of style in regards to that toughness, the mindset, what we instilled into the girls. But, you know, without this, with the coaching staff we have, we all made it happen, and the girls really bought into the system. And once again, you know, we've always been pushing that unity and perseverance and being able to be resilient. And our practice mindset was it's 8 against 5. Regardless of what the officials call, stay grounded, stay focused, stay locked in, and don't let no one knock you off your mission. One team, one goal, creates an atmosphere of first-time history makers.
Well, and I can say to the ladies that the men that you have in your life as coaches are outstanding role models that I look up to. And I'm, you know, a businessman, a pretty respected businessman. I can hang with these brothers. I don't hang out with too many people. No. But you have, so feel honored that you have these coaches in your life and listen to what they have to say, because they've been down that road, and not just about basketball, about life period. So I'm just grateful that people like you and Mo have time, you know, because I know you guys have a full-time job too. You know, that you're chief of police and you're administrative. You got stuff to do, but you made time for our kids, and it matters. So, Muskegon, show up for the celebration this weekend. Mention the celebration. Sunday.
Oh, celebration is Sunday at Muskegon High School at 3 p.m. Come on and support the Lady Reds. History-making Lady Reds girls basketball team.
And hit their Cash App. You know some of them. If you know them, you know they Cash App. Just hit their Cash App. Send them a donation. Throw some love. You know, ain't nothing wrong with showing them $50, $100, $200, $500. All right, you wanted to say something? You good?
Yeah.
All right. We about to go back to more music. DJ Hilson is coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it here.